This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayera, which of course begins, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'ilonei Mamre, in the tents of Mamre, and Chazal tell us that it was Mamre who gave Avram Avinu the advice about Mila, and the Dasa Kanim wonder what kind of advice Avram needed. So in one of their answers, they suggest that Avram wasn't sure how to convince the other members of his household to do Bris Mila. So Mamre told him, if you do Mila first, then the members of your household are going to follow suit. So the late great Rosh Yeshiva of the Chafetz Chaim system, or of Hanach Leibowitz, he notes that one could have presented the opposite argument. I mean, after all, after the Mila, Avram was weak, and his ability to inspire others would have been limited. So why did Mamre tell him to do the opposite? You should go first. And why did Avram Avinu bother to listen? So Reb Henoch answers that we see from here the best way to teach and inspire is by example. And so lesson number one in our points to ponder is teach by example. We're also told that the three malachim come and they give Avram Avinu some very strong advice and news. And one of them came along and she says, Shova Shuvah Elecha Kes Chaya, that Sarah's going to have a baby. And we're told that Sarah laughed. Sarah bekirba, that Sarah laughed internally. So the late great Mora Tanakh and parliamentarian Rav Hanan Porat, he explained that her laughter was not only hidden from her from others, she hid her laughter from herself. It had slowly seeped into her subconscious mind, and it was expressed in her lack of faith to become pregnant and give birth. And aside from the Ribbono Shel Olam, no one knew about Sarah's laughter, and she too wasn't conscious of it. And so therefore, in response to Hashem's question, Lama Zetzachak HaSarah, she says, Lo Tzachakti, I didn't laugh. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu insist on uncovering Sarah's dark secret? Says Rav Hanan Porat, because as long as Sarah's laughter will not come up from her subconscious into her conscious mind, then this lack of faith laughter will continue to seep into the depths of her soul, without her being able to deal with it openly and remove it at its root. And by the way, a lack of faith doesn't only influence the spiritual realm, it influences one's lack of faith in the realm of action too. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam would have to do flips around Sarah in order for her to deal with her emotional and spiritual blockage on the subject of her fertility. And we see that this is true with individuals who fight alone, as well as with a nation at war with its enemies. The capacity to be victorious depends on an internal faith. We find that more than ever in the modern state of Israel. This new higher level of consciousness will change the character of Sarah's laughter from that of tzchok, of mockery, to that of simcha, of emuna, of thanksgiving. And that's what Sari Menu says at the end of the parasha, Tzchok asali Elokim kol hashomea yitzachakli, that she invites others to come in and see just frankly how off she was. So, of course, the Malachim leave Avram Avinu, and they come and they meet Lot. And, of course, when they meet Lot, Lot says, Hineina Adonai, Suru Nael, Beis Avdechem. He says, hey, masters, come to the house of your servant. Now, of course, we tend to give Avram Avinu this tremendous amount of recognition for his Achnas Azorchem, but we don't give Lot the same. Now, why is it that we recognize Avram for his Achnas HaSorachim and Lot not, even though it was Lot who risked his life to save the Malachim, to save the visitors? So Rav Aaron Cutler's Atzal explained that Chesed was ingrained in Avram's life as a way of life, but Lot never internalized the concept of Chesed. And so he only did so for external reasons. In other words, although we encourage performance of mitzvahs even for external reasons, one has to allow mitzvahs to be transformative. Right? In order for them to have a lasting effect. Says Rav Aaron, if you don't let the mitzvahs be transformative, they're just empty actions. Rabbi Willig Shalita once noted that Avram Avinu embodied chesed, and so that's why all of his acts of chesed were done to all types of people. It didn't matter who came to his door. Hence the malachim, when they come to him, Vayar b'nei shloshan Hashem, as far as he's concerned, they're just three guys. Lot, who only did chesed when there was something in it for him, he only greeted the malachim because they were malachim. That's why they refer to as malachim, because that's how Lot had to go ahead and achieve them, thus marking a very big difference. If you're only having guests for Shabbos because they're chashiv, that doesn't necessarily make you the greatest bal chesed. We're told after the destruction of the city of Sodom that Vatabet Ishto Acharav Vati Nitziv Melach, she became a pillar of salt. And Rashi cites a medrash which explains that Melach was the chosen punishment for Lot's wife because when the Malachim came to Lot disguised as human guests, he asked his wife to serve them a little bit of salt. And she said, since when do you want to establish this new evil custom in this place? And so since she sinned with salt, she was punished by being turned into salt. Rabbi Liam added that Mrs. Lot was so fixated upon old and conventional patterns of conduct that she insisted on them even when they went against the most elementary rules of human codic and ethical living. Sdom had a custom. They turned away strangers. And she resented the effort of Lot to change the ways of her community. So not only was salt a sin and a punishment, it was a simon. It was a symbol of her psychological attitude. You see, says Rabbi Liam, salt is a crystalline chemical which is difficult to change. So when you heat it, or you freeze it, or you dissolve it, or you mix it, it's unchanging and inflexible and immutable. The bottom line is, salt it was, salt it remains. Salt symbolizes the lifeless rigidity of Lot's wife. So Lot's wife, Avram Avinu says, Hincha meis ala yisha asher lakachta vihi b'ulas baal. She's a married person. Now, b'ulas baal is a pretty coarse way of considering marriage. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin notes that the entirety of a non-Jewish marriage is accomplished through Bia, hence reflecting on its role in the life of the partners. But Mori V'Rabbi Reshefta noted the contrast, adding that non-Jewish marriage is a physical one. Jewish marriage is based both on the physical and the spiritual. And so therefore, later on we talk about Nisuin, Kiddushin, etc., as important understandings of what makes a Jewish wedding. But as far as a non-Jew is concerned, the marriage is simply a question of Bulas Baal. Later at the time of the Akedas Yitzchak, which makes up the end of the parasha, we're told, V'nishtacha b'minashuva aleichem, that Avram Avinu tells Eliezer and Yishmael, stay here with the donkeys, and we're going to bow and we're going to come back to you. Now the Torah also never identifies the fact that Avram and Yitzchak bowed. Why didn't they bow? And furthermore, the Medrash says that Ishtachavoya was the whole schus of the Akedah. How could it be forgotten? And so Rav Dessler suggests that Ishtachavoya here doesn't mean bowing, but it's batlus, but pushing oneself downward. The Akedah was going to undermine everything he believed in, and so Avram Avinu had to give in and bow to Hashem and recognize that he is in charge. Rav Shalom Rosner pointed out that things don't always go as planned. Life is about plan B, not plan A. And Hashem is in charge, and we have to live our lives based on what he gives us, not on what we plan. And that, too, is a very critical lesson. But it was after the Akedah we're told, Hine yaldah milka gam hi lebanim banim lenachor achicha. Behold, Milcah, children with Nachor. And why do we need to hear about Nachor's children in the context of the Akedah? Let's start Parshas Chayisara off with that storyline so we can be introduced to Rivka. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that part of Avram's Nisayon was that he had to compare his life to his brother's. And in his mind, he saw that his brother would have 12 children without too much Nisayon, without too much test. And yet he struggled to have even that one child, and that one child was almost taken away from him. And we read that chelik about Nachor's children because it was part and parcel of the Akedah. Rabbi Ganak adds that Avram Avinu realized that destiny required a trial, that Avram realized that true destiny didn't lie with an utz or a buz, but rather through Yitzchak, ki b'Yitzchak ikari l'chazara, and true destiny, true kiyum, needs something more, and that something more comes to the forefront in times of trial and challenge. It happens when there's a nisayon. This idea, the appreciation of the challenge, as well as the revolution to it, forms the core of our halal to Hashem. We declare, Odcha ki ani sani, I thank you, Hashem, for challenging me, for putting me in the moments that made me realize, Vatihi li, li Yeshua. Finally, in the Haftorah, which we read this week, we're going to read about the Asuch Shem and the miracle of the oil. Now, the Haftorah is long enough without it when we could just read about the Tchias HaMesim, which would fit very nicely with Akedas Yitzhak. So why is it included? Why is this first oil story that takes up the first seven psukim of the Haftorah, why is it there? What's its connection to the Parsha? And so Rabbi Chaim Jachter suggested that Hashem chose Avram Avinu since he would command his children appropriately to Laso Stako Mishpat, like we see in the Parsha. The two stories here highlight the attribute of tzedakah, and the fact that one would take children captive as a payment is a cause for a destruction of part of a nation because of the lack of mishpat in the process. Sometimes we go through life and we need to be able to turn around and realize that we need mishpat, and we need tzedakah, and where in our society it's so sorely lacking, it's up to us to make sure that it finds its proper place. With that in mind, I wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom and a Shabbat Shalom to all.